Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A church in Maine seeks permanent freedom from Governor Janet Mills' regime. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this case continues to go on. We continue to press forward, Holly, in this case of Calvary Chapel of Bangor in Maine. And now we're at the Court of Appeals for the First Circuit again for the second time, seeking an injunction pending appeal against the Maine Governor Janet Mills regime. Now, from the end or middle of March 2020 until May 24, 2021, 1 year, every time that Calvary Chapel met with its people, it was illegal, violation of the governor's order, criminal charge could be brought, fines could be levied. For a year, they operated under the governor's regime that said that any kind of meeting for them would be illegal. It first started off as no one could meet, then no more than 10 people could meet, then no more than 50 people could meet, then no more than 5 people for every 1,000 square feet. So for them, that still amounted to 50 people.
Well, unfortunately, though, our amazing pastor, Ken Graves, said, no, I get what you're doing. I'm not backing down, and we're going to meet. I mean, they have an amazing discipleship program there. It's a biblically-based ministry that they help men and women who escape from drugs and alcohol and other issues, as well as people that want to be in church. So, you know, he said, no, I'm not going for it. And even though she dropped her restrictions in May, there's still the opportunity she could bring those back at any time.
Well, and here's the thing. They've been illegal from March till May. So that was over 1 year. Mm-hmm. So that's like, what, 14 months? March, April, May. So 14 months it was illegal, criminal, to meet.
To go to church.
Because they have 24 men, 24 women in their Calvary Residential Discipleship Program ministry. And this is a residential 12-month program to get people free from their drug and alcohol addictions. And that is in addition to their other members of the church that are not in the ministry. So whenever they bring those 48 men and women together, which happens frequently in the church because they have worship and Bible studies and ministry
it's
in the church.
It's part of the program, yeah.
Every single time, it's always been over 50 because you have 48 men and women that are there full-time, year-round, and you have a handful of staff.
Yeah, pastors, you're
already
worship,
over 50.
Yeah.
Every single time has been illegal. And that doesn't even count other members that are not part of the church ministry program that want to come to church. So now what happened was the lower court judge ruled that the case is moot because on May 24, the governor removed the restrictions. But the governor and the attorney general representing the governor said that the governor retains the authority to return to the restrictions if needed. What we now see in the reports by their Department of Health for Maine and in their media reports is that they are worried about the so-called Delta variant. Mm. They already have the Delta variant in Maine. They're already expressing concerns about the Delta variant in Maine. And they're already expressing the fact that this would be more contagious, you know, the rhetoric. And they're going back through the whole scare tactic like they did originally with COVID when it began with some of these restrictions in March of 2020, and that they'll have to shut down or put these restrictions on Maine again. So here she's been illegal. The worship has been illegal under her regime for 14 months or more. Second, she still retains the authority. Third, she still defends the authority. And she still defends the past restrictions as though they're constitutional. And now they're threatening to lock down the state or restrict the state again because of the so-called Delta variant.
But, you know, the Supreme Court has already set precedent on that issue, just what you just spoke. For example, in Tandon versus Newsom, the case in California, the high court stated that even if the government withdraws or modifies a COVID restriction in the course of litigation, that does not necessarily moot the case. And officials with a track record of moving the goalpost, i.e. General Mills, retain authority to reinstate those heightened restrictions at any time. There you go.
And that's the Supreme Court. And they've said something similar to that.
We
in
know
every
these governors.
Yeah. Yeah, that just because it's a different than repealing a statute. You know, if you have a statute, it has to be passed by the House and the Senate, then it has to be signed into law by the governor. Or if it's on the local level, it has to be passed by the city and signed, or the county and signed. Once that's repealed, it's harder to put that back into place. You have to go through, obviously, hearings and so forth. But these COVID executive orders, they begin with one person, and there's one person that enforces it, and it's the governor.
Right.
And so the governors have, as we know, unilaterally issued these executive orders. They've frequently, in the height of COVID, would do these 4 and 5 o'clock press conferences every day, and they would then unilaterally enter an order. They would modify the orders. They would impose restrictions. They would modify restrictions. They would take away restrictions. They would reimpose restrictions. And they did that over and over and over again for months and months, over a year.
And this governor, who I call General Mills, because that's the way she acts, has wanted that sole authority this entire time. And she still wants it to be able to go back and shut the churches down
again. And she still defends this order of 0, 10, and 50 as it's constitutional. That's what she says. Yet the Supreme Court has already found those same orders unconstitutional. Right. And in fact, after we struck down the California's total ban on worship, Maine then became the most restrictive state in the country. So it was one of the forefront in terms of the most restrictive states in the union. And she still defends that it's constitutional. It's not constitutional. It was unconstitutional. And now she's threatening to reimpose them again. So the lower court literally violated the Supreme Court law, because what you read from Tandon v. Newsom, and this was the total ban on worship in California, even in your homes.
Do they not listen to the Supreme Court? What is it?
Well, you know, we've seen this over and over again. It's like, how many times did we go? We went to the lower court in California twice, mm-hmm. and the Court of Appeals twice, and then went to the Supreme Court twice, one every time at the Supreme Court. And in these other cases, the same thing. You know, we've had to constantly go back and remind them of what the law is. And even though the High Court has ruled very clearly, you can't have a more clear ruling in Tandon regarding COVID restrictions,
right.
Not just generally, but COVID restrictions. We got the same pattern here, same facts here. They just ignore it. So we're now at the First Circuit Court of Appeals, the Court of Appeals, and we're waiting for the court to act. They should have acted already, because we've asked for an emergency injunction pending appeal. They haven't acted yet, but whichever way they do, the case will go back likely to the U.S. Supreme Court.
You think the Supreme Court would get tired of this, but we have to keep fighting. We have to keep fighting and get, just like we got in California, the first statewide permanent injunction. We need that in Maine.
We need that in Maine. We need it every place. You know, we need it. We've got injunctions that are in place in Kentucky, but we need permanent injunctions there. We have litigation going on in Illinois. We need permanent injunction there in Virginia and also here in Maine. So those cases are still going on, even though you may not be seeing as many restrictions in your particular area, because, like, for example, in Florida, Governor DeSantis removed all the restrictions on churches and places of worship April 1, 2020.
Right. But you know, it really brings to light the motivation, the agenda of these Democratic governors.
Yeah, it really has a pattern. The ones that are the most restrictive are Democratic governors who are pro-abortion, pro-LGBTQ, and anti-religious freedom. And those are literally the pattern. I'm not stretching that, but that's the pattern that you see with the most restrictive places in the country: New York, California, Maine, Illinois, Virginia, Kentucky.
They're all about control.
It's about control.
Not freedom.
And so we have had some major victories, but we have to continue to fight and press forward with this. So pray for the case. Pastor Ken Graves is an amazing pastor. He is a strong pastor. He ultimately was raised in a broken home with an alcoholic father who left his mother and the family poor. He read a book called The Cross and the Switchblade when he was a young teenager and realized that he could bring hope to these broken families. In his early 20s, started Calvary Chapel, Bangor. It's now an amazing ministry with lots of outreaches, but one of these ministries is the Calvary Chapel Residential Discipleship Program, literally bringing freedom through Christ to these people who have been in chains because of their addictions. Calvary Chapel, Bangor. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.